It is. 26 minutes plus three is the time to America. Then LBC's Washington correspondent is one Simon Marks, who I haven't spoken to in ages. And, of course, now we do. And it's a pretty big story, Simon. I hope you're well.
It certainly is. I hope you're well as well, Andrew. I've got bad news, though, for Lisa, because while Nikki Haley is indeed leaving her post as the US ambassador to the United Nations, there's no one here in Washington who thinks that she's going to disappear from the public eye anytime soon. This is a bolt from the blue. It's a scoop by the political website Axios here in Washington, saying that President Trump has accepted Nikki Haley's resignation as UN ambassador. The timing of her departure is still unclear. That report having been published by Axios, President Trump has now taken to Twitter saying that there is going to be a big announcement momentarily in the White House where President Trump and Nikki Haley will be alongside one another. So we're waiting to see exactly how the president explains this shock decision by his ambassador to the United Nations, a woman who's only just finished overseeing America's role at the UN General Assembly, to leave his government less than a month before midterm elections that are going to serve as a crucial referendum on the Trump presidency so far. There is all sorts of speculation here and doubt as to precisely why Nikki Haley would be choosing to leave the Trump administration right now. She did irritate the White House somewhat last month when she wrote an opinion piece in which she said that she never hesitated to confront the president and to talk to him when she disagreed with the things that he was doing. And as a very prominent figure in the Republican Party, a former governor of South Carolina, there are some here who speculate that it's possible that Nikki Haley may choose to challenge President Trump for the Republican Party's presidential nomination in 2020. Or it may be there are all sorts of other reasons why she's decided that she no longer wants to serve in the Trump administration at the United Nations. Perhaps the president has another role in mind for her. Let's wait and find out what the two of them have to say when they speak to reporters momentarily.
Simon Marks, would it be is it a surprise that they'll be alongside each other for this announcement?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is a surprise. But if you were President Trump and you wanted to neuter suggestions that perhaps Nikki Haley is plotting to try and replace you as the Republican Party's presidential nominee in 2020, then having an event where you're side by side one another, expressing great admiration for one another and respect might be a way.
Well, she's not one to hold. She's not one to hold back. She's had some pretty powerful people around her at the UN and has actually torn a strip off them a few times, hasn't she?
I think absolutely. She's a remarkable speaker. Absolutely. And you know, I know we make these comparisons every single time there is a powerful woman in American politics, but she has been compared in the past as to Margaret Thatcher and has been mooted as a sort of possible Thatcherite figure who stands a chance of becoming America's first woman president should she decide to dip her toes into those presidential waters. I think what's interesting about it is not so much that she's leaving, because I think we all anticipated that at some point she would leave. It's the timing of it that's a bit curious. We're less than a month from the midterm elections. Why turmoil atop the Trump administration right now, just as the president was still basking in the glory of having managed to get his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh confirmed?
10 seconds, Simon. Got to head off to the news with Thomas Watson in just a second. When's this announcement? Are we going to be able to take it between now and four, or has Eddie Mayer got it?
It's supposed to be any second, so you should be able to take it in the next 30 minutes.
How exciting. Simon, thank you very much indeed. Thank you for painting that picture for us. LBC's Washington correspondent. Of course, America's ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, has resigned unexpectedly. We'll hear from her, apparently, in a couple of minutes' time. We'll hear from Thomas Watts right now on LBC.